What's up, everyone? Welcome to Glitz and Glamour. This is your boy, Sunny J. And, of course...
Hey, your girl, Dizzy.
Yeah. And my girl, Angela's in the building, too. What's up?
Hey. What's going on, everybody?
I didn't do it this week. I know y'all was waiting for me to do the voices, but I didn't do it on purpose. I knew y'all were expecting it, so I didn't do it this week, but... Well, y'all didn't suspect it, I'm going to do it to you again.
See, you play too much.
Whoo-wee, I cannot wait for today's show, because I'm from the go. Can't wait for entertainment news segment, because you know what I'm about to go on. I've been dying to get at my system. Ever since I saw that crap, I was like, oh, yeah. Wait till Tuesday come, I'm about to go in.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have a confession real quick. Okay, so please, like, to all our, like, listeners, please don't judge me, but I finally got cable today. I've been real cheap about it because, you know, I just felt really some type of way, but I have cable now, so I will be in tune to all the gossip, the rumors, and the entertainment with the ratchetness on TV, so.
No, yeah.
Wait, did you get DirecTV?
Yeah.
Because DirecTV got that 28.3 plan. That's what I got. You know, my
bill is I got Charter, and I just, last Sunday, the exact, I got that fast internet, you know, that Charter Spectrum, so. I've been booming in the speed. Shout out to that.
Is that, like, really working?
Yeah, it's. I mean, especially because, like, for instance, when I'm doing stuff to magazine and all that and getting music, I can upload, I can download and upload, so it's so much faster now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
That's
yeah,
I heard it, but I didn't know much about it.
And especially, like, when you're watching, like, if you watch videos and stuff on your computer or any of your mobile devices or whatnot, you know, it runs a little bit smoother because you got a faster connection and allow it to do so. Oh, yeah, I watch you, but I, you know, get on Netflix.
Do you watch movies or do you watch movies?
I watch both of those. I know what you're trying to say. You're talking about them booty movies. Hey, I watch them too, ain't y'all know how I am. I do not have to sit here in front of people.
That was funny. Okay, guys, so let's just go ahead and get into our ratchet ass gossip. It's just so much going on in the world today. I want to first comment on this whole Solange wedding thing that's going on right now. Solange was beautiful at her wedding. I don't give a damn what nobody say. Her wedding party was beautiful. She was beautiful. The whole shit was just beautiful. Okay? Now, since she's not what society views as beautiful with the whole permed hair or the bullshit, you know, European hair look, they talking about some she looks horrible and why she wear her nappy hair. I mean, like,
really?
That's who she is. Yeah, it's like, it's really bad. Like, that's who Solange is. Like, she is pretty much natural. She didn't have on a traditional wedding dress either. Like,
I loved it.
I thought people liked it. Who was saying something negative?
I saw more so. This is what people were roasting on.
I'll find the article that I read, and I'll post it on the Glitz and Glamour page on Facebook.
I saw a meme where they were going in with these memes. They had a meme where it said that it was like somebody was trying to be a Greek goddess or something.
Well.
All right, I'm going to bring 832 back because you got a lot of backdoor noise. I mean, everyone is just coming for it, man. Like, it's ridiculous.
It really is. But I thought it was beautiful. Shout out to Solange.
I did too. I loved it. I loved every part of it. It looked like they had like a really good time. It wasn't the typical wedding that, you know, a lot of us would go to. So I love it. You know, somebody always gonna hate and always try and find something. So hey, and he looked good. I ain't never seen him before, but he looked handsome. So I'm happy for them too.
I haven't,
girl. I don't know where he came from.
I think he's a movie director, right?
Oh, really?
I think, yeah. I know he's older, and I want to say that he's a director.
But how did she get them hives, though? Because they were saying that she had broke out or something.
Oh, yeah, she had made a post, and she said that, like, I guess, like, where she was, just being, like, hot and sweaty.
Oh, okay.
Hot and sweaty, and probably like her makeup and stuff mixed together probably didn't work out well. I mean, that's what she said. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
No, me neither. Well, she might have been allergic to something, like had an allergic reaction to something.
I think it was something in the area that she may have been allergic to because she's a performer. You sweat with your makeup and all that before. So, what's the big whoop to where you're having this big allergic reaction? So, maybe. I think it was something else. Or maybe somebody in there had on like some cheap Lancome perfume and she got a little reaction.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that you just threw them under the bus like that, but yeah. You play someone. See, you must hate that. That little, what's that little magazine? Where that person come from in a damn way?
That's funny.
So, on to our Ratchet Love and Hip Hop news.
I didn't watch this
movie. I got to start at the end. Did Ray J push that bitch in the pool? Wait, girl, oh, my God. I can't wait to see that.
Oh, I cannot wait till next week. I did not know what happened, but I know I seen water splash. She was going.
He was like, girl, bye. And she hit the pool. I'm like, well, did she accidentally, like, walk away and wasn't watching her stepping from the pool? Because, I mean, you're on probation.
Yeah,
you already got that charge. I don't think you're just going to push another female like that. Maybe
yeah,
she was trying to get too fly. Maybe, I think he was saying bye, like, move, but she was doing too much, and she made herself fall.
Yeah.
I don't see him, you're on probation for touching another woman or whatever, which auto ended up boiling down to you just getting on probation because you kicked the window out. You know, you got your charges dropped. But why would you do that again? Like, I don't think he did it. I'm sorry.
It looked like more like he moved her hand out the way.
Yeah, and because
like,
she was so close to that pool, and yeah, because it was smooth. It was like, girl, bye, dude, right? I can't wait to see that. Oh, man. They play too much. No, but okay, so I heard that on the reunion, they're supposed to be saying something about Molly Mall being gay, and they're going to show a clip showing that he's gay. But
wow.
That's what I heard. That's
but
gossip.
Did you see that? What's that big ass girl named Nikki is messing with Lil Fizz? Like, that don't even make sense. Like,
Nikki
she's
who?
Too big for him. Nikki, the one who used to mess with the other man, Miko. What's his name? Molly Mile. That's his name. I'm sorry. The one who used to mess with
Molly Mile. Oh, yeah. Ew. I think
gross.
Lil Fizz is just desperate. No offense.
Yeah,
Lil Fizz,
Nikki
like,
was
like,
just
you
here
and the whole BTK. But,
Nikki was just here in Dallas.
Who?
Oh, yeah.
Nikki.
Yeah.
You should pop
yeah, I think he just
going
through some things. He need a woman. He need to go settle down with his crazy wife. No. That baby mama, she could tell him. Don't call me
that.
That
is crazy.
Don't. I like her. She smacked her real quick. And then I didn't catch it, but my sister said that she busted the girl's nose up against that table. She said her nose was bleeding, but I kept trying to rewind it and see it, but it was moving too fast.
That's hilarious.
That is so tragic.
But she warned her. She was real cool about it. Like, okay, watch what you call me. Don't call me that.
I agree.
Calm down now.
Really
you know
did.
I'm crazy. Don't make me snap. You know she made a snap. So hey, it was a good show. Thanks, guys.
Now you know what y'all hold out on the entertainment news. I've been dying to get it out of my system. And Houston, know for sure, because she saw me going to hell in.
Oh.
Oh, what?
What you
yeah,
think?
I'm about to go. What you think I'm about to come for? Because Houston, know because she saw me. I was going. I had Instagram popping because I was going in so hard.
Wait, but no. Timberland is pissed off. Timbaland even thinks they out of line for that damn movie. So you know they out of line.
Oh, y'all talking about that Aaliyah movie. I haven't seen it. I heard so much bad stuff.
Girl,
I didn't call it a biopic. I call it the flop pic because it just, I got so many things wrong. It's ridiculous. I got more things wrong in here than a menu at Chili's. It's ridiculous.
Oh, was it really that bad?
And Wendy Williams tried it, man. I mean, Wendy Williams.
It was so bad, I couldn't even watch it. That's how bad it was.
Full of shit, because she sat there trying to tell us that she was going to talk. She was going to address it on a Monday show, and if you call that addressing the criticisms, you are full of so much shit. This woman did not address the criticisms. She pretty much fanned it off and kept it moving. And was back to doing Hot Topics, talking about other people. That all that did was piss us off even more. And she would just be warm enough to talk about it and then take the criticism. Then we will let her ride a little bit further. But she always got something to say about somebody else, but don't want to hear nobody say nothing about her.
I feel like they need a chance to read. I'm not them. They don't need to redo that movie. Leave it alone. Don't touch it. Don't do nothing else. But
exactly,
somebody needs to redo that movie. Because out of respect to Aaliyah that everybody loves, like, come on now, we got to do this differently. That's just not fair.
I did not necessarily love her just to throw that in there. She was cool, but I don't think she was just as awesome as
you don't know what I mean, though. She's everybody's little, whatever they want to call her. I feel like she deserves a better movie. Now, I think, as y'all seen from my Instagram, I mean, Zendaya's cool, but I think Tiana Taylor would have done just fine playing that part.
She would have did amazing, actually.
Mm-hmm. Because she looks like her, because even, like, her lips aren't as big, but, you know, Tiana Taylor has, well, Aaliyah's lips are full like Tiana Taylor's, but they're not as big as Tiana Taylor's. Yeah, there I go. But,
I see some people that look, can talk and dance and all that just like her, and they did not pick them.
That was the tip of the iceberg.
Because most of the crap that pissed me off was, first of all, what the whole entire premise of the movie was for. Yeah, in biopics, I mean, you got a lot of biopics of famous people who have passed away. Of course, there's always a lot of the drama in it. But it felt like this, they weren't trying to talk about the music. Of course, they couldn't because they didn't even have the clearance to have any real music on there. The only Aaliyah songs they had was songs that Aaliyah covered or did remakes of, not the hits that everyone wanted to hear. So
that
was one thing.
It was like they were saying, you can't do the movie. Oh, I can't do the movie, but I'm going to do it anyway. Like,
exactly.
Just give it up, baby, because you messed up.
I didn't see it, but when a family, just out of respect, you know what I'm saying, for the family, if the family don't really want to go in on, like, giving detail or, like, reliving some of that, because it might still be difficult for them. So I feel like no movie should have been done if the family wasn't okay with them doing it and giving them enough information so everyone could, you know, see her story. We've seen the documentary. We read her book. I have her book. So a movie to me really isn't necessary. But I respect the family, but I don't respect how they went about doing it and, you know, what everyone is saying, because I haven't seen it, so I really can't, I don't have an opinion on it, but hearing everyone's response, it wasn't a good one. So just out of respect, just leave it alone, you know what I mean? Just for the family's sake, I don't know, people just crazy.
I mean, with the
movie, I think they out of line for making that movie. They was out of line. They should have left that alone, because that was like, we had a good memory of her. Don't bring that bullshit movie up. Like, really?
I feel like the point I was trying to make was, it's not the fact that it was a good memory. What were y'all trying to, they weren't trying to get, it'd be different if that was mixed in. Of course, when it comes to people's lives, it's going to be the drama. but they were not focused. They did not have anything to where it was like mixed to give it a good balance of, okay, here's this drama that happened with R. Kelly and Damon Dash or whatever. But then here's some of the stuff about her music career. They really did not touch on that. They only touched on the dramatic stuff. That's where the problem came in. It was like, oh, every time you look, it's like it was hard to watch because y'all was so focused on this old fake ass looking R. Kelly and about, oh, they got married. Oh, they would sleep with each other. This old fake ass Drake looking dude supposed to be her brother. You got people, Missy Elliott. Who do y'all? Where did y'all find this person to be Missy Elliott? What do y'all see? Like,
that damn skinny. What was y'all at when Missy Elliott was out back then? I mean, what the fuck? Missy Elliott just started losing weight. What are y'all thinking?
What is she? Missy Elliott on Herbalife? Keep it the hell out of here. Like, they're tripping the hell out. Timberland,
okay.
They got a light-skinned dude to play Timberland. They had this tall-ass dude play Dame Dash. Dame Dash ain't nothing but, like, about 5'1". This dude about 6-something. Come on, man. Y'all got to think a little bit better. And he was light-skinned, too. Get me started on that.
But
it's like,
the sad thing about it is Lifetime has a bad record of casting people. Can we get it together?
Man. Flex Alexander, Michael Jackson story. That's all I got to say. That was one of the worst biopics ever.
Oh, my God. That was horrible, Jesus. Lord have mercy.
Oh, if you thought that was bad, on the 17th of January, they finna come right back with a Whitney Houston biopic.
Oh,
they get the
Lord.
Hell out of here. Yeah, it's about to get real. You're like, okay, I had enough of y'all. But that,
hey,
that wasn't
enough. See, I don't fool with Lifetime like that anyway. Lifetime ain't got nothing but movies about women being crazy and psychotic and wanting to stalk and kill men and men beating up on women. Baby, ain't nobody got time for all that making women look like they're delusional and crazy. Some of them are, but damn, not everybody.
But, no, here goes the ultimate shade. VH1, while the Aaliyah movie was on, they played a TLC movie. That is the ultimate shade. Like, you're like, and VH1 even put a statement out. When they put it out, they said, and then they put their stuff on. I was like, if that is not ultimate shade, I don't know what to say.
But hold on, TLC, it was way better, but it wasn't all that either. Now, I love TLC, and they did a lot better with their castings. They did look like each other, but
they had the music.
Especially with Left Eye, baby, they looked just like in that movie. But come on now, VH1, don't shoot too many slugs, because I was looking for some more details in TLC movie.
I mean, TLC, I mean, they really didn't have a, I mean, their story, they never really had a huge captivating story. Besides, I mean, the big thing that happened was Left Eye dying and, you know, of course, you know, Pebbles marked behind. And that's the difference between the Aaliyah thing and Pebbles. Pebbles pulled some whole-ass shit, man. That needs to be exposed because did y'all do the math? We were talking about this. They were talking about it on the documentary for TLC, right? They played that right after the movie. And after they had to pay all these people all these expenses, paying managers and all that, they all had $50,000 to split between the three of them. $50,000. You can make more than that at McDonald's in a year.
You could do what?
You should make more than that if you do the split of $50,000
between three people. Sign me up, goddammit. What McDonald's make $50,000 a year?
As an assistant manager, you make that, but. So you can
like wait a minute, hold on. Sign me up, goddammit.
They got platinum hits. They had platinum hits, and they only made, after expenses, there was $50,000 to split between the three of them. That is some crazy crap to swallow.
Yeah, that'll make you want to whoop somebody's ass.
I would whoop somebody's ass.
That make
you want to.
I would
whoop somebody's ass.
It was
been a fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to go to some music breakers about that time. I'm going to be back. And then, of course, we got a, who the hell kept this topic today? That mug is so damn juicy. I was at that topic, I was like, whoa, it's going to get real today.
Lord.
All right, so here we go. Speaking of TLC, I'm going to play this track here. We're starting up the music break because it is getting close to the holidays.
You know, the three of y'all, make sure y'all chip in and buy me something for Christmas. Okay, cool, thanks.
My moccasins, or go Jeremy Scott on her. Louboutin, look like they got spots on her. My ratings is up, cause everybody watching in. I be VIP, you online, where the rope is. Don't come any closer, you might step on my culture. Ladies, it's your jam, leave your jacket on the sofa. Have a little class, put your glass up on a coaster. Get up on the floor, shake it like you supposed to. If you know you getting over, tell them, copy,
I'm
over.
I'm done.
NYC socially, and she's the owner of a modeling agency. So it'd be about this story. Cisco Rosado is another producer. Kind of obvious with these producers. I'm about to go in about that a bit in a second. Diamond Strawberry, that's the daughter of the New York Mets outfielder Daryl Strawberry. And Precious Paris, who used to be signed to 50s label G-Unit. God damn it, what is it with them getting these old people who I used to be with G-Unit, now I'm on Love and Hip Hop people, man. This is ridiculous. How many people fired from G-Unit are going to be on there? I guess. But those are people that's coming up with a new season, man, so we're going to see how interesting that's going to be.
That's just Sanborn, just by the name.
Yeah, because some of the names are like, who the fuck cares? I guess, man, they try too hard to make these people relevant. They try too hard to make some of these people relevant. And yet again, we're going to be in another season where people operate in the studio, but ain't none of their music making it into the freaking radio. Like,
well,
I need y'all to get that figured out.
Record made it to the radio.
Hey, Mama D's music made it to the radio.
That's that ass, man.
Hey, it's coming from Mama D. I told y'all about talking crazy. Don't be. Mama D made the glitz and glamour. You better cut it out.
Mama D is a hot man.
Oh, Lord. All right, so today's topic. Who would like to do the honors of introducing today's topic?
Freddie.
God dang it. I was trying to get out of doing that.
Bet you were.
Today's topic is at the pastor of your church. Yeah, I had to put the church voice on. At the pastor of your church. Came out of the closet. Would you leave or would you stay? All right, so I'll say that in English for those of y'all who don't understand church language. If the pastor of your church came out of the closet, would you leave or would you stay?
I'm not jealous, B. I ain't following you if you're supposed to be No, I'm not the lead. My pastor
would
do it.
So. You messy. So why would you leave?
Why would I leave?
Yes.
I'm going to have to give you that in just a second because I'm going to come in and he cried. So I'm going to put my phone on mute.
Mother.
Baby. All right, so let me go to the next person. Desi, because Desi, she's very special. I've been watching your posts and stuff, so I know it's definitely interesting to hear what she got to say about it. So,
and her topic.
Oh, this is her topic. Oh, interesting. Ah. I got to hear this. This is juicy. This is. I saw this topic come across right there and said, when can we go schedule this show right now?
All
right, so.
Well,
go ahead.
I actually been in this situation before. And I would say to pass some. I don't want to do that. I would say the name of the church, but I don't want to say it over the radio. I'm not going to do it or whatever. But the pastor came out, and he was actually married. I guess you could say he was living a double life. He was married, and he was having sex with the deacons and the choir members.
Uh-uh.
And just like the congregation as a whole, so... to answer the question, I left because I couldn't trust the leader of the church. I couldn't be under the fellowship of someone that is going against God's word when I'm trying to get myself together, you know, for my family. So I couldn't do it. So I left. a lot of the congregation stayed. I was surprised to hear when word got back to me. They was like, oh, we still go there, and he's trying to make a change and stuff like that. So the question inside this question is, if you know the pastor is trying to make a change, you know what I'm saying, then would you still leave, or would you stay and still be a part of the church? But my answer for tonight's question is I would have to leave. I would have to leave.
Okay.
I agree with Debbie. I would leave as well because it's just not right. I'm sorry. And I don't feel like there's nothing wrong with gay people. I guess that's how you say it. I don't know, like, the politically correct term to use. But, I mean, I don't feel like there's anything wrong with them. However, I also don't feel like you should be the leader of the church. I'm just not seeing how scripture coincides with their lifestyle. But, I mean, I don't live my life per scripture either. So I'm not just, I have nothing against you. I just don't want you to be my pastor personally. And at the same time, this young brother on the internet right now with the whole, I'm not gay no more.
Oh, yeah.
You analyze. I felt that coming. I knew that was going to come up.
I don't like men's business. That man say, I don't like men's business. He likes women's, okay? To me, he's full of shit. He is past the point of turning around, okay?
Exactly.
Sir, I want you to know that anointed oil does not mean KY jelly in your ass. We just, okay.
Sadie, I'm about to hang up right now.
Sadie, I'm not about to play with you.
Oh, I'm about to go. Y'all know, man, I'm in a fool's mood today. I got to get a lot of my system. My answer to this question, this is a great question. This is a great topic. There's so many decisions on that. Now, here's the question. Now, your question says if they came out of the closet, what if they were gay before you started going to the church? And they didn't count, you know, and didn't have all the scandals. They were just gay from jump. Would you be able to handle that?
Either way it goes, well, I wouldn't go to no
church. People would be a lot more receptive to
that. Like that. That's just a waste of time, really. We're just playing then. If you know, I'm not passing gay, but it's okay, honey. I don't judge. Oh, hell no, y'all play too much. Mm-mm.
I mean, here's my thing. If you want to be the choir director, that's cool, because everybody knows it's a lot of choir directors. They hitting too many notes to be, yeah. All right,
I feel like if you're having any leader position in a church, whether it be choir director, pastor, apostle, minister, whatever you want to call it, you don't need to be. You can't be gay. What? I understand we're human. We are still wrapped in flesh, and people make mistakes. We're not perfect, but you just sound like I'm gay. That's me. Hey, love me. Don't judge me, because God said don't judge me. Yeah, I don't need you being a leader of the church because you have some confusion for one, so you need to sit on down. I have no problem with gay people. Hey, I'll be your friend. I got a friend that's gay. That's cool. But I'm not following you down the path of Christ if you gay. I'm sorry. I don't see. It doesn't make sense to do that. You might as well be out the church instead of showing the sense playing.
It's like it's not the fact, like you said, they're gay. It's the fact of, it goes back to the question that Desi asked. You said they came out. You underline the exact point. That's where the problem comes in at, because it's a lot of these pastors. If you go to certain churches, watch how hard they get on these people about being gay. When they do sermons about homosexuality, they go to hell in bulldoggers and. You know, they bring all that in. I'm like, damn, I ain't never heard that phrase for a gay person before. And they really go in. So if you were one of the pastors that was going in on gay people, that you decided that, oh, all of a sudden,
hey, I like dick, or I like, or if you're a female pastor, all of a sudden I like pussy, all of a sudden, it don't add up to me, because you were talking about the congregation, this, that, and the other, but then you don't, whatever. It just don't add up.
It don't become a time when the gay people just move to a whole other planet. And
oh, my God. You're going to get us in trouble. I am not doing it. No, I'm not. I'm not doing it.
For the simple fact that when they go to church and they hear that sermon talk about how you're not supposed to be gay, you know, you can only imagine how uncomfortable that makes them. And they feel like, you know, God made them that way. So to them, it's like a real confusing place. You know what I mean? Like, not to say it's a bad thing, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if they just confused or I don't know. I'm not gay, but I'm just saying.
But here's a crazy thing. Think about with Catholicism. How many times do you hear about priests and whatnot touching the little boys?
That's all the time.
And I'm saying, people, they still go to mass and give all that money.
We're praising the Lord today. Yes, we're going to bless his name.
You know, he's still there. They in front, they in the second row. Still throwing money.
That's why I'm going to everybody's church, because we'll be playing church for the tithe and money and all that. Ain't got time for that. And I went to a church in Atlanta. New Life, New Faith, New Somebody with Bishop Eddie Long. And I went to the whole dollar purity class and everything. And I leave campus, leave the school, and come to find out this man, he's supposedly grooming three boys sexually or something. What is going on? So that really kind of messed up my spirit. Why I'm in your church and you full of hell. But my pastor, what are you doing? My pastor is a really good pastor. And if I was to ever say something ungodly about her, I don't know what I'd do. I know she has passed, but I'm still like in the prison. Because I really look up to this woman, so I'm praying that all is well.
I just don't like anything that has, I don't like when pastors do anything that has ultimate betrayal. Because like when pastors do, I mean, the pastor that made me leave my church was too many scandals with the pastor sleeping with people in the church. You got first lady, and then you sleeping with folks in the church and whatnot, and then they kind of find out, hey, she might have been sleeping with folks in the church. So it just it just got real, and it's just so sad to continue seeing that, whether it's coming out the closet or sleeping with other people or just doing whatever. It's ridiculous to keep seeing that these people, all they got to do is. Hey, I'm human. All they got to do is get the congregation back and say, hey, I'm human too. I'm tired of hearing that. By you being the leader, you're supposed to, like the stupid thing they say in the freaking Spider-Man movie, where great power comes great responsibility. So if you're going to lead a church, don't mean that you Jesus or nothing, but you got to come much harder. You got to be in a much more understanding and have much more self-control. I don't care how much flesh you got, but you got a lot more self-control, because you're supposed to be a living example to us, to the people of the church, and say, hey, I'm going to get some act right. And this is how, and you want to see how you act every day. This is how you're not going to be perfect, but hell, you can be close to it. So, yeah, she said, Jesus. I heard you. Jesus, I know. So yeah,
This topic will make somebody a little angry.
This topic will have people angry.
We ain't got no callers on the line.
Let's see. No, we don't have any callers on the line.
You gotta stop promoting some more.
I did see somebody comment my thing earlier, but then he had spam links, so I had to take that off my freaking status. But I saw somebody comment earlier. He was a little bit extreme. This guy said, you know, his ass deserved to die. I said, what?
Oh.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That's a little bit extreme. I was like, okay, sir. I mean, then you had some crazy
that's
behind
somebody
spam link
hate gay
on
people.
There.
Well, yeah. They just hate gay people off the rip. That's all it is.
It's ridiculous. I mean...
Y'all people know how I am about gays. I love them as much as I love everybody else. You know, I don't love no gay person like that. Like, hey, Sadie J finna go do something with a man, but I'm cool with gay person.
I love you with the love of God, whatever you is, honey.
They show me so much love, man, and hey, it's a lot of love, especially shout out to the lesbians, because I'm a lesbian too. I love women to death. So yes. So congregation, I have something to say. I'm coming out the closet. I'm a full blown lesbian. There you go. The truth is out there now. Oh man. Y'all don't want to start this topic. Y'all don't want to start
this
trouble. This is Desi's topic, and she's starting trouble.
How did
she's trying
I know
to get
that?
Somebody. Because, you know, she's
Desi
trying to get somebody
topic,
in their church in trouble. She's trying to start somebody's church. She's like, she ain't through the question at this. Now people looking around at Pastor like, I know what you up to, Pastor. She's trying to be Desi being messy. She's trying to start trouble in people's church house.
I'm not being messy. I just, you know, I kind of like, it's not just the pastor, per se. It's people that's in the choir. It's people that, you know, have these leadership roles. And I just want to see what people think about it. I want people's opinions and see, you know, how they feel, you know, because these are the ones that's like our children. Our young ones are in a church, and they sing in a choir, and they're participating in church, so in each organization and ministry in the church. So, you know, it's just something to think about. You know, you never know what's happening behind.
I got your number. We're not falling for it. Because you know Fourth Sunday coming up, and you know that's when they make a killing. And you did that on purpose. Now you're trying to stir some stuff up so people that be like, I'm going to go get extra for Fourth Sunday. But now I'm going to think about it. Because I think my pastor might be gay since he, you did it on purpose. They didn't try to start
no,
something, y'all.
All right, well, next week I'll change it up, and it'll be better. It'll be better.
No, that was good. Keep doing whatever you have, whatever process you're right now, keep throwing it out there. Because I have a feeling it's going to get even messier. Oh, let's see, what's today's date? Oh, next week is Thanksgiving week.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And on the Tuesday show, that'll actually be my mom's 50th birthday.
Oh, happy birthday!
Yes, so it gets to be bananas. And she had to take pictures. She's been bugging us about. I want a new picture of you and all your siblings. Like, okay. So we finally took one because she's been bugging about us for years. It's just a matter of the time and making sure you do it right and all this stuff. So we finally got one for her. So, yes. Oh, man. So, we got about 10 minutes left. I not got any extra crazy stories y'all want to share? Oh, I know. Hold on. I just remembered something. Desi, you're supposed to be telling us something today. I made sure I was not going to forget. Today, you told us on last Tuesday, you said you had a confession to tell us. You were going to tell us the story behind what Dimps 87 it means.
Yeah, you sure did.
I remember. I surely remember.
Well, two things. One, I can't disclose because
boo.
You solo chicken, you fired.
No, it's two things, but one of them I can't say, you know, due to government. No, it's a government issue. I can't disclose my government stuff on the air. Really? What the heck? But what I can say is I've been having that for a long time. That was my password to MySpace and everything. I don't quite remember how it came about, but I know I was listening. I don't know if it was Lil' Kim, like the hardcore album, or I don't know if it was Foxy Brown, but it was like years ago. I was like, when I noticed that I was a freak. And Lord, basically what I did was I flipped pimp and I made it dimp. Dick is my pleasure. So I just, and it just stuck. Like, it's just, it all is like. So dick is my pleasure. Dick is my pleasure. That's what dimp stands for. It's not because of my dimple that I have. I have one dimple. I don't have two. I have one dimple. And it's not for that reason. It's because dick is my pleasure. So I kind of was like, that was like with the whole Lil' Kim, Foxy Brown, and like that whole era back then, and my brother, yeah. Like they had their little nasty stuff going on. So I don't know, that's where I got it from. I was like, well, I'm not gay or whatever. But these ladies is like on some live 30s type stuff. You know, like that Lil' Kim hardcore album was like, yeah, that was like dope.
You know what? You know what's crazy, Angela? Because the first show that Desi was ever on, it was a really, really freaky topic. The first episode she was ever on. It all adds up now. All right. Okay. That's why you got that little one over there now. She over there dipping. That's what it was. She over there dipping, and now she got a little one there. Hi, Mommy.
Shut up. But appreciate that laugh, though. I needed that laugh. That was funny.
I knew it. It all makes sense. I'm putting
shut
the fuck
up, Fitty J. That's why I shouldn't have said nothing. I should have just made up something.
Hey, it's cool. I don't feel like I'm a heathen no more. You know, I be on some,
you are.
On Wednesday, man. See, I turned to on a
no,
person
sir,
on
you
Wednesday.
Said I'm sorry.
You know what? One time, I don't know what week it was, but when I wasn't on air due to personal reasons or whatever, I had tuned in because I had just needed a break. And y'all do a very good job on Wednesday nights. I never, like, said anything because, like, everything that was going on. But Wednesday nights, hey, everyone that's listening right now, y'all need to tune in on Wednesday nights because they really do their thing on Wednesdays.
Thank you. Thank you. So what were we doing last week? Oh, last week, because my guest, he was a voiceover actress. So what we did, me and her, we were making sexy commercials about serious topics. So, for instance, like one of the things we did, we made Ebola sound like a sexy thing. It was like really scary. Like, what the hell? How do y'all make Ebola sound sexy? So, yeah, it was very interesting last Wednesday. And shout out to her freaky answer. She asked her one question. And I was like, whoa, I wasn't ready for that. So, yeah, I was not ready. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're a freak.
we were establishing. I'm going to be honest with people. I'm just good at pretending that I'm that good of a boy. I'm very good at that.
You're good at pretending that you're a good boy?
Yes.
OMG.
Because everybody, you know, because everyone, I would infer that sometimes, so I let them think what they were thinking, then it's on a need to know basis.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, next topic. Nice choice. I see what Daniel was trying to do because I tried to get her, and now she's trying to get me back. I figured it out. Even though next week there's a show next week for Thanksgiving, you know, do y'all have any plans already for Thanksgiving? You know, what y'all cooking? Are y'all going to save me a plate and send it to me? What's good?
I don't know what I'm going to do for Thanksgiving. I'm going to sell my child for a turkey.
That is so
ratchet. This child is bad.
for a turkey?
Yeah, I do it for free, but let me get a little something. So I'm going to go and get a turkey. He's literally trying to knock my mama's drink out of her hand right now. He's bad.
Can you at least throw some cheesecake in there?
Oh, I don't know. Nah, he can go. He don't, I don't even need cheesecake. It's cool.
Dang. That's crazy.
Move.
How much
I
you got? Okay, so y'all heard
it.
If y'all send her a turkey, she got y'all. She got. You looking for a kid?
He's very adorable.
For a turkey.
He's very cute. He will beat you up, but he's cute.
You're supposed to mention
he
all the good things.
He walk up on you and say, fight, and fight out. He just got dead.
Mm-mm.
Oh, no. You're supposed to mention all the good things. You were trying to, if we're going to help you sell them, we got to mention all the good stuff.
Got to help.
All right, what else? Just be him being cute, that's not going to be enough to sell him. So you got to give him something else to, like, really make him buy.
He can make out some money. Go put him on a commercial.
Oh,
he'll make
you
out some money. Put him on a commercial.
There you go. That's a good one. There you go. He could be the next Gerber baby. There y'all go.
Yep, he look like a little Gerber baby. The portrait of somebody's already promoting him, and they ain't paid me nothing. We got a problem.
Ooh. Oh, to our portrait.com.
The portrait innovation, some people to do them pictures.
Yeah.
Advertising my baby on
their
pictures. I ain't getting out a dime for that. And I had to pay for my pictures. They play too much.
Yeah, that's what took our pictures for my mom. They high. Man, you see the prices? Did they make you go through all them packages? Man, I was like, y'all got to keep going down. That first time they hit us with, I said, y'all got to be a fucking fool. Y'all think I'm going to pay y'all how much?
Yep. Them packages get high. They become a threesome. Oh, three, what?
Three?
Some pictures.
The
like
first package was at $600 for us. They had one at
$600.
No, I'm
saying when they go up, they tell you on Groupon, oh, it's $20. Come on in here. You get in there, baby, they jump to $100, then they go to $300, then you get up to $6. What? Pictures is worth $600?
You
I got a picture of my
the
phone
basic package.
For the background. They play too much.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, we got a little bit left for the show. Ladies, go ahead and let them know how they can find y'all.
Huh?
Let them know how they can find y'all, your Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff.
Oh. Twitter is Houston_Riri, R-I-R-I. I follow back as long as you don't have just pure stupidity. My Twitter is the same thing. My Facebook is Houston I Am. Thank you guys for listening. It's a very interesting show.
Angela?
You guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. I think all my pages are the same now. It's I Am Model Angela.
What?
That's about it.
Oh, man, she's changing all back to the same thing. Shout out to them.
I think Instagram was the only one that I changed, actually.
All right, Desi, a.k.a. Dick Is My Pleasure.
Yeah, pretty much she just said it. Thanks, Eddie. I'm going to have to change mine. But in the meantime, y'all can follow me, DIMP87, so. But I'm going to change it.
I'll tell you why I don't change it. That's kind of cool because you're one of those people that show that just because you are a freak don't mean that you gotta be so thirsty all the time. Because some people they be turning into freaks and they be so thirsty on Facebook it drives me freaking insane. So no, I think that's a good thing about you because there are levels of people that show people that not all of us the same exact type of way when we say that. You know what we'd like to do. So yes, I like it. It actually levels you out because she already sounds so sweet. It gives you a balance. I like that.
And thanks to everyone that was listening tonight. We appreciate the love and support. Shout out to Fat Domino. He's doing his thing musically, of course. So please support him. And yeah, we'll see you guys next week.
Hey, y'all, make sure y'all check out my new album too, man. My new album coming out called Get Real Like Me. All right,
yeah. Bye.